In this bulletin, G20 leaders agree to a global minimum tax agreement aimed at stopping big business from hiding profits in tax havens. Tributes for Australian show business legend Bert Newton, who's died at 83. And in sport, Danielle Scott makes a stunning return to aerial skiing following an injury. The latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyer. Leaders of the world's 20 biggest economies have agreed to a global minimum tax agreement aimed at stopping big business from hiding profits in tax havens. Meeting in the Italian capital Rome for their first G20 summit in 2 years, they also agreed to get more COVID vaccines to poorer nations. Prime Minister Scott Morrison spoke after their first day of meetings.
This is a very pivotal time for the world. The pandemic is still raging. And the economic recovery, particularly in the developed world, is really getting underway. And so it's important that we balance these challenges as we go forward.
Australian show business great Bert Newton has died at the age of 83 after undergoing palliative care in Melbourne. Newton's long career, which started in the 1950s, included radio, television and live theatre performances. He won the Gold Logie for the most popular performer on Australian television on 4 occasions and was a long-time host of the annual awards. Country music singer and songwriter Jade Hurley has told Nine Radio Newton's talent was unmatched.
Nobody has, in the realm of entertainment, in Australian entertainment, has contributed and been able to carry off what Bert Newton did. And I've known him for over 50 years and been interviewed by him, been surprised by him, laughed with him and cried with him.
Newton had to have one of his legs amputated earlier this year and was being cared for in a Melbourne hospital. Entertainment reporter Peter Ford received a phone call last night from Newton's wife, Patty Newton, and broke the news of the death on Twitter. He told Nine Radio he admires her strength.
Since this last sad chapter began, she's always been very calm about it. She had always been very hopeful that he would return home, and she'd made the various, you know, adjustments to the house to allow for him to come home. But sadly, that's not how it's panned out, and it wasn't to be. But she's a remarkable woman, and they are a remarkable family.
Russian President Vladimir Putin has called for the world's developed economies to mutually recognise each other's vaccine certificates to help restart economic activity. Mr. Putin addressed the G20 summit of world leaders in Rome virtually from Moscow, calling for the development of mechanisms for a systemic and swift renewal of vaccines against COVID-19, with the virus expected to continue to mutate. In Winter Olympic news, Danielle Scott's flying high ahead of the Beijing Winter Olympics after her stunning return to aerial skiing competition following injury. The 31-year-old will fly out of Sydney for Europe on Monday on a quest to make her third Games team and land an elusive Olympic medal. Well, now the weather across Australia. Perth, mostly sunny, 25. Adelaide, sunny and 23 degrees. Melbourne, similar conditions, 21. Hobart, cloudy at 18. Canberra, sunny and 20. Wollongong, partly cloudy, 20. Sydney, similar conditions, 24. Newcastle, partly cloudy, 24 degrees. Brisbane, a possible shower, 25. Cairns, mostly sunny, 33. And Darwin, partly cloudy and 35 degrees. I'm Greg Dyett, and this is SBS News.